Have you ever wanted to ask God why? You know, that moment when you realize things just got worse instead of better. Instead of being loved on, you were rejected. Rather than everything working out, everything fell apart. Moments like that can cause a girl to wonder, right? You want to look up to heaven and ask why? Well, Moses not only wanted to, he did, for real. Read Exodus 5:22. There he is having a moment. He's questioning God as he faces opposition. Why, Lord? Why have you brought trouble on this people? The Israelites are in great distress and Pharaoh is cranking up the hardships. As I read this passage, I understood Moses' feelings and concerns. I anticipated my takeaway to be how we should never question God. Instead, I walked away from this passage of scripture having had my erroneous theology lovingly corrected. Like Moses, you may begin to question God's love and promises of deliverance. Like Moses, let's then take our sorrow to the throne of grace and pour it out before the Almighty. As a result, we'll receive the guidance and assurance we need to remain obedient. Contrary to what some of us have come to believe, God can handle our questions. When we face tough situations that we aren't able to wrap our minds around, He welcomes this type of open and authentic communion. Yes, we are to trust God. And yes, it's true to say that He never fails. But my faith is rooted in my obedience to Him, not in achieving this goal of never ever questioning Him. There's a Bible commentator who seems to have said it right. The desponding complaint of Moses was not a result of disbelief or doubt, but the effort of a pious soul searching after a deeper penetration into the mysteries of the Almighty. That's faith. That's trusting God. Questions about God and concerns in the face of opposition are indicative of my need to seek God for clarity and direction by diving deeper into His Word and worshiping. I've had a question or two for God throughout my own life. Why is my father not around? Why was my mother injured in the Oklahoma City bombing? Why did my marriage have to go through such a tough season? Why did that loved one have to die so soon and so tragically? I could have asked a friend for their thoughts or opinions. I could have suppressed my desire for answers. I could also ask my Heavenly Father, and I did. Looking back, I see that these were moments when I grew in my faith. As I sought after Him for answers to my deepest concerns, I found Him. Do you have questions? Don't be afraid to ask the God who made you and loves you. You'll see that He's not eager to pour out anger. He's able to pour out love.